This is a Travel Channel podcast. Check out Discovery Network's complete podcast lineup at discoveychannelradio.com.
In California, the lifeguards of San Diego rescue more than 7,000 people from treacherous waters of the Pacific Ocean every year. I'm Pat Rogers on the inside. 2 miles south of Ocean Beach, yet another man is drowning.
Downstairs, let's get the boat 10-8. We have one person struggling off of Santa Cruz.
The San Diego lifeguards are on their way. They launch a rescue by sea and land. The truck will cover the 2 miles in 10 minutes, the inflatable in 5. But neither may be fast enough. San Diego is America's sixth largest city. Fronting the Pacific Ocean, its coastline is one of the most dramatic and dangerous in the world, a fact that lifeguards like Tim Sicchetto have learned to respect.
Out here on the ocean, every day is different. The ocean always changes, so you always adapt to it every day.
In the summer, 230 lifeguards watch over 17 miles of ocean. Tim Sicchetto has worked the La Jolla Beach for 12 years.
If you see a rescue forming and you know you're going in, your adrenaline just tenfold. You get like a vulture. It's like, you know, it's like, cool.
The busiest time is June through September. Toughest of all, the 4th of July, Independence Day. The nighttime celebrations will be held here at Ocean Beach. Lifeguard Sergeant Troy Keach is getting ready for the crowds.
Probably on this stretch of beach, which is about a half mile long, we'll probably have 100,000 people. Normally in a summer, yeah, we'd have like maybe 20 on a busy summer weekend, 20, 30,000 maybe. We'll probably have 100 here.
The biggest problem the lifeguards face are the dozens of rip currents that can sweep even the strongest swimmers 200 yards out to sea in less than a minute.
We've got numerous jetties here, and there's a rip current on both sides of every jetty. But this year, there's also a rip current in between the jetties as well. So basically, about every 30 yards here, you've got a rip current. And that's basically just a deep trough or a hole in the sand where the water channels out. And that's where we make most of our rescues.
4 minutes into the Santa Cruz rescue, and lifeguard Jason Cull is in the water, hauling the drowning man onto the rocks.
What I had done is just secured him on the rocks, and then we put him up here on the cliff where we could evaluate him further for medical protocol.
At the top of the cliff, the man collapses. A rip current caught him and battered him against the rocks. He's exhausted from trying to stay afloat and stay alive. He's out of the water, but not out of danger. If there's salt water in his lungs, they could collapse any second. His battle against the rip has starved his body of oxygen. Lifeguards Jamie Bell and Sergeant John Greenhaw must make instant decisions.
We're going to put some oxygen on you, okay?
You okay down there?
All right, that should make you start to feel a little better. How's that? There you go.
Steve, can you take a deep breath for me? How's that feel?
Great. Starting to feel any better with that oxygen now?
140 over 90.
Steve, do you know where you are right now? Where are you?
Ocean Beach.
They must find out if he's inhaled salt water. Water in his lungs could still drown him, even on dry land.
Okay, did you inhale any water? Did you submerge and start to breathe in any water? Just swallowed a little bit.
Swimmers who've inhaled water can die up to an hour later. The lifeguards call it parking lot drowning.
Kind of pain, like you have a broken rib or anything in your chest? Okay, no pain in your abdomen?
Work your way back away on your side a little bit.
The swimmer was released from the hospital 24 hours later. Ocean Beach is one of the busiest in San Diego. More than 1,000 people are rescued here every year. Boogie boarders and surfers crowd the waters from dawn to dusk. It's fun, but it's not without risks.
Purl is when the board scoops underneath the water, like the wave is here. And the board goes underneath the wave instead of on top of it like it should when you're surfing. So basically the nose goes like that and pitches forward, and then he hits the front of the board.
11:30 a.m. in the central control tower at Ocean Beach spots a surfer in trouble. Lifeguards are in the water in seconds. In less than 2 minutes, a boy is pulled to safety and onto the beach where Tim Sicchetto is waiting.
Apparently he was trying to ride a wave and he purled, and then his face hit the middle of the board. So I think he broke his nose.
Ann Pippen has worked these beaches for 2 summers.
Your eyes kind of adjust to seek out where the problems are. So anybody with a real low head usually indicates somebody who isn't swimming very well. They also will have hair in their face. You know, they're not worried about that because they're trying to stay alive. They're trying to keep themselves up.